637.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is October 23rd, 2012, Tuesday. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook. Or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. You've tried to call and get through and get on the radio. You haven't quite made it yet. Be persistent. Perseverance is a continuous of state of grace until preceded by a state of glory.
Get
so just
glory.
Stay the course. Yeah? That's,
right.
That's how it works. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I say the next one-liner that everybody knows, if you'd like to be a part of the show, we invite you to be a part of the show. It's your show, not our show. It doesn't belong to me. Doesn't belong to the other guy. Belongs to you. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
That's right. That's right.
Now, many of you know we have a Twitter handle. You can find it at SOL Media 1, Sons of Liberty. And last night, of course, we were watching the debates.
The charades.
Charades.
WWF at its worst.
Properly.
You know, my wife said to me, who do you think won the debate? And I said, well, if I was caught up into the game like some people are, I said, it doesn't matter to me. The guy that's principled.
Yeah.
The guy that has got his feet on the right and wrongs of who we are under the Constitution, under the rule of law in the United States of America. Not because they're eloquent, because I don't think, I don't know where people are getting this eloquence from on the behalf of Obama. I mean, we know Romney ain't got it, but when people talk about how great of a speaker Obama is, who says he's a great speaker? Who is it? Who is it? The state-run media.
Yeah.
Who nobody listens to anyways. Approval rating, 21%. Who listens to him anyways? A great speaker. I said to my wife last night, I said, if you had a JFK back in the 60s because of the principles were instilled in the people in this country, I said it would have been all over the first 5 minutes. I mean, it was like watching Alan Keyes debate him I mean, it was like watching a college graduate debate a stinking kid that's still walking around in his dirty diapers.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. But the American people have been so dummied down to think that these people are their standard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, friends. Come on.
And if you flow from the heart.
We don't shoot for the floor. We shoot for the stars. And there you have it. There's my synopsis.
I think as we were doing that, we shot out a Twitter. And it said, terrorists are our greatest threat, because they were asked, what is your threat? Yeah, back to the Twitter. We can never be destroyed from without. We can only be destroyed from within. Now, that was a statement made by one of our presidents, and probably multitudes of presidents agreed with it. Of course, we can only be destroyed from within, because there is no way for an army to invade America unless it's a slow invasion, because you got to take us by either sea, well, we have plenty of time to react then.
Or Trojan horse.
That's right.
James Madison said that, and Abraham Lincoln said something very familiar.
That's right. So as we're destroyed from within, a woman responds to this tweet, and she says, Obama is the enemy within. He needs to go. And then somebody else responded back to that. Because let's just take a step back really quick. As a president of the United States, he can only do what he's authorized by the Constitution to do. And the Constitution was written by we the people. So technically speaking, the president can do nothing in his own capacity or in his own authority. It all has to be blessed by us, by either our yes, go do this, or by B, we're not going to do anything if you do this.
Now, what happens when he circumvents Congress, the voice of the people? That should tell you you have a villain in the office.
That's right. Yeah. Which, what we do is we don't go in and chop his head off. We impeach the man and we bring criminal charges against him.
Yeah.
Now, if he refuses that and he amasses an army unto himself.
That doesn't matter if he refuses that.
No, I'm saying,
at that point, once he's in peace, he is going to be dealt with criminally.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, what happens is if he refuses the impeachment process, for instance, back with King Charles, and you had at that particular time Mr. Cromwell.
Yeah.
Well, he refused to submit to Parliament, the people. And so treasonous charges were brought against him, and he did eventually lose his head because he didn't comply with the people, because he thought that God gave him the right, God made him more special than everybody else, and he was the rightful heir of the kingdom, and he was the rightful lawgiver.
Yeah, he's made of a better clay somehow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Somehow. So anyways, to go back to this, Jeff responds back to this woman about Obama being the enemy within. He said, it's bigger than Obama, Marcy. Our battle is not a Republican versus Democrat. Speaking of charades.
Sounds like he's listening to the Sons of Liberty because we're the only ones talking about it.
And then he goes on that Romney's just different packaging of the same mindset. Now, people, you got to think about that. That is exactly right.
Yeah.
When the Republican platform and everybody was debating for the candidacy of who was going to be the Republican nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was looking at Romney the same way that they're looking at Obama now.
Yeah. Instead of reading the Constitution for themselves as to know the here's another case in point, too, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We should all act in this country as if we are the president of the United States.
Absolutely, we should.
This is our country.
It is
we, the people. Everybody should take responsibility. And every time we look at our president, what he should see and what we should see is that we reflect the laws of the land.
That's right.
Not personality. Not character, no, principle.
That's right.
And that's what's missing in this country. And might I add, Jake, last night, how many times was the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, or the Bill of Rights, how many times yesterday was it brought up during the debate?
Never invoked.
Thank you.
No, it wasn't invoked
Thank
at
you.
All. He said he ends his Twitter by saying, this is service, lip service, without actions, which is exactly what we just said.
We're going to come right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
SolSolLiberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977.
Back to our Twitter dialogues last night during the debates. We shot off another Twitter, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's SOLmedia1. That's the Twitter handle for the Sons of Liberty. Or you can go to Facebook. All of our tweets post to Facebook. You can get it through that at the Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Now, this was some of the topics that were talked about, and in this particular case, it was by Obama. He talked about Israel, talked about the auto industry, he talked about how he killed bin Laden, he talked about Pakistan. Pakistan?
Sounds like he was over there talking to his brothers from other mothers, right?
What is Pakistan?
Yeah.
And then
that's the correct way to say it, just like when Michelle says, like we say Barack, she says Barack. Brock.
So he's like talking, you know, so we took over the auto industry, and then, you know, we talk about Israel and Pakistan. And he like throws one word in there that's like pronounced. Yeah, anyway.
Isn't it interesting, too, that the media can't sell his stares that he gave to Obama last night?
Ooh.
Did you know that?
He was staring?
No, this is front page news, Net Daily right now. Okay, they can't sell the stare that he gave Romney last night. No, I can sell it to you. That's what he's always done.
Yeah.
He hates this country, friends.
Stare him down.
And he ain't one of us. It's that simple, like it or not.
Yep. Finishing that off, what does Obama end everything with? Again, he talked about Israel, auto industry, I killed bin Laden, Pakistan. And then he goes to education.
Come on, dude.
That's going to solve our problems.
That's why he went to education, because he wants to put you in a re-education camp so you can understand Pakistan.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Simple-minded.
Oh, Pocky.
Watch out for Pocky.
Yes.
Because it was coming out last night. It would always shift to, I believe we need education.
Yep.
That's how we're going to solve
debt
crisis.
That's right.
That's how we're going to solve the job crisis.
Yep.
That's how we're going to solve our education problem. We're going to have education.
And folks, he is speaking the truth in his confusion. Right. You need to listen to what he's saying. We're going after your kids. They are being re-educated. And if they're not, you need to understand, friends, that I want to be the president that re-educates them so they can grow up and look just like me, the man that tore down the Constitution of the United States in an attempt to create a Constitution that looks just like me.
And he's obsessed with education and
our youth. He's obsessed with himself. He's a narcissist.
That's right. And he knows the means by which he is going to continue to further that agenda. And I'm not saying he, because we had a comment from Larry Ray saying destroying liberalism is the only thing that will solve this country's problem today. Now, despite the term liberalism, we can call it whatever we want. It would be un-Americanism.
Criminalism.
That's right.
Yep.
Because, and it comes under this guise of liberalism and being liberal. Now, Christ was very liberal with what? With the spirit, but not outside of law.
Yeah.
Liberalism outside of law is called illegal, criminalism.
Yeah.
That's ultimately what it is, because it goes outside of those parameters.
Yeah. Now, everything Christ did and is completely without sin.
That's right.
Which one of you convinceth me of
exactly.
sin?
Exactly.
And it was always in righteousness, as was love. The fruits of the Spirit, Ephesians 5. Righteousness, goodness, and truth.
And that's right. And you can give as much righteousness, goodness, and truth as your heart can imagine. So when people are liberal, it's not a bad thing in context of the word liberal. But going to what Larry's referring to as liberalism, or what he's talking about now is unconstitutionalism, it's the only thing that will solve this country's problems. Who was it? Abraham Lincoln said the policy in the classroom of one generation. Now we're speaking of Obama.
Philosophy.
Every single conclusion, he would conclude the matter, whether you're talking about Israel, the auto industry, bankruptcies, and the wealthy not getting taxed.
I guess that's the president's job.
Goes back to education.
What's he doing over in them categories, friends?
That's where he sells his agenda.
Yeah. So get him asking people the wrong questions.
Exactly.
So he doesn't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Mm-hmm. Get the people believing that that's government's purpose.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden we can take over from there. You've been stupefied.
Yep. We're going to help the children. Folks, if you dug into those textbooks in your public
school
let me
help
every
you.
Single year.
Education as to the definition for the Obama camp is this. Education should aim at destroying free will so that after pupils are thus schooled, they will be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have wished. The social psychologist of the future will have a number of classes of school children on whom they will try different methods of producing an unshakable conviction that snow is black. When the technique has been perfected, every government that has been charged or in charge of education for more than one generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. Let me reassure you something, friends. That will never, ever happen. That will never happen.
That's right.
No, that is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Either you're going to be ruled by a word or you're going to be ruled by bayonets.
That's right.
Communists know that they can't rule by a word, therefore they have to rule by bayonets.
That's right.
And bayonets they use. Remember the Iron Fist, friends?
Mm-hmm.
That's all they know how to do. These are the people that want you to believe that snow is black.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it. He said it. This is the Prussian University in 1810. Bertrand Russell quoting Johann Gottlieb Feige, the head of philosophy and psychology who influenced Hegel and others.
Now everybody understands.
Wow, that's a mess, isn't it?
Hegel's philosophy was what? You take two steps forward.
Hegelian?
Yeah, the Hegelian dialectic.
Yep.
You want to create a new synthesis. So you have, you want to create a new conclusion of a matter. So say we want to say snow is black. So what we do is we start debating. Well, you know, snow isn't really white, which is the fact. That's the thesis. You got to come in with an antithesis and say, well, snow isn't exactly white.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of partially brown.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it's almost black. And then the people on the white say, okay, well, for sure it's not black.
Can I tell you where that starts? Can I tell you where that starts? That starts with the church.
Sure does.
Well, the church, that's not my interpretation.
Jesus didn't really say that.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus loves everybody.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, he loves them. He loves all those people that are in hell too, friends.
That's
Don't
right.
forget that.
Yep.
And they made their own bed. Nobody made it for them. They made their choice.
And that's this new video, and it's been going viral right now. This pastor gets up and starts reading about how he's scared for his city because of this gay marriage thing and how it's signs of the end times, et cetera, et cetera. And then he unveils this thing and says, these were arguments. Forgive me, I brought the wrong speech. From preachers in the 50s who didn't want blacks and whites to get married.
Yeah.
Now, is there any biblical justification for a black person or a white person to get married?
No. No, he's a sheep. Clothed.
That's right.
Who's actually a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
He's not born of the Spirit of God because he agrees with the adversary of the soul
right.
of Christ. He's not born of the Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is the flesh.
That's right.
That which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That is one homosexual. You don't advocate something like that without being it yourself.
You got it.
You just don't.
You can't.
And that man is an enemy of the cross. He's an enemy to God. And he's trying to be the best friend of those that he's hoping will be diverted to hell.
That's right.
And who's he aiming at?
Which is where he's going, and he
brings them
with him. And so is that love? Of course that's not love. As a matter of fact, if you that's the theory, then, that we can change reality, going back to the Hegelian dialectic, the thesis, the antithesis.
Yeah.
The antithesis is there to attack truth, and then it gets truth to compromise a little bit.
Can I want to interject, because this is important. I'm just doing my article for WND right now. And I started doing some homework on Castro and Putin and Chavez and Castro's daughter.
Yeah.
And they're all communists.
Sure.
They rule with the iron fist, friends. You know what she's doing? She just got a pass to come to America. You know what she's advocating? Gay rights. Homosexual communities, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I want you to understand, I've told you 100 times, you show me where I've been wrong one time, I haven't been. Because my feet are grounded upon the book.
That's right.
That tells you the truth.
Amen.
And I want you to understand that you're being used as a political battering ram, that's all. When you have Castro's daughter coming to America advocating gay rights, you need to understand it's only there to demoralize a people so you can be controlled. That's it. They're not liberating you. No, no, no. They're enslaving you.
That's right.
You haven't got this figured out yet, friends. But for some reason, she got a visa from this administration. She gives Obama an endorsement. And friends, the writing is on the wall as to what's going on in your country. Case in point, the homosexual communities need to understand you're only being used. You're being enslaved. You're being used.
Yep.
And it doesn't, you don't have to explain it any further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go jump topics. What was the other one you wanted to talk about?
This is the final one, because we were talking about how Obama always goes to education. And so we had the Twitter conversation, and Larry was right. Destroying liberalism is the only thing that will solve this country's problems. And again, we're talking unconstitutionalism. I like that term better than liberalism. Now, right after this, Obama wins by a landslide in kids' online election. Now, these are kids that cannot actually vote. They're under 18. But look who's influencing him. He won more than 65% of the vote on Nickelodeon's Linda Ellerbee said, kids pick the president. This was the deal on the network. Kids pick the president and they vote. More than 520,000 people cast online ballots through the Children's Network website over 1 week earlier this month. Obama answering questions submitted by Nickelodeon's viewers for a special earlier this month so the kids could choose.
Uh-huh.
Romney did not participate.
Yeah.
So why is the goal education?
Let me tell you this. They're going to be cursed.
You got it.
Big time.
I sure will.
Big time. And Obama's paying attention to the kids for all the wrong reasons,
right,
friends. And you just haven't figured that out yet.
That's right. And how about us that claim we love, pay attention to the kids for all the right reasons?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, and we win.
We love them so much. 86%
right.
of them send their kid
school.
To public schools.
Go to school, son.
And they can't stand this administration.
Go to school.
Friends, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about a couple different other topics. 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to kind of open up the floor. Just go ahead and throw a topic out. 1-877.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
The Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. You know, one of the things I was thinking about earlier is how come everybody always talks about how Minnesota is such a liberal state?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that coming from?
I don't know.
Is it brainwashed in the state or what?
Yeah, there's like this little cluster, right? So I drive around. We'll talk about social conservatives. I drive around our town. There's plenty of vote yes signs. People want to, you know, define marriage as a man and a woman. All over the state, I look, as a matter of fact, just once in a while, somebody votes no. And I like to stop and talk to those people and just try to understand.
No to.
Yeah, no to limiting marriage to a man and a woman. Marriage already is limited to a man and a woman. But the point is we're talking about social conservative, and everybody says that Minnesota's liberal. So I drive downtown near the Minneapolis area, kind of like in the uptown area, maybe the Edina area, kind of that uppity area.
The area where you can't tell the difference between the guys and the girls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's probably maybe, you know, 50 of those vote no signs. I don't see a lot of vote yes, but this is a little cluster. It's probably like, you know, five square mile radius.
Yeah, where the media hangs out.
Exactly.
And takes pictures all the
time. That's right.
Yep.
And they write these articles about how Minnesota is so liberal.
Yeah.
But you go anywhere else in the state where most of these reporters would probably get flogged, and I'm saying that as an analogy. I doubt that would actually happen. But the reporters try to flog other people. But you can't go outside of that five square mile radius. Maybe 10. Maybe we'll give them 10.
Well, let me give everybody the facts really quick for the state of Minnesota. Just food for thought. The Republican straw poll earlier this year picked Rick Santorum the most conservative candidate available on the Republican ticket.
Yeah. Socially, especially.
And overwhelmingly took the victory in the state of Minnesota,
yeah,
even more over than liberal candidates. And I'm trying to figure out, how is it that we're a liberal state?
Yeah. We just voted this year. We voted in a conservative legislature.
Yeah, we're home of Michelle Bachmann.
Exactly.
Home of, yeah.
I'm still trying to find those conservative legislatures, but they ran on the ticket
They're there, but when it comes time, the rubber right. meeting the road, mm-hmm. that's a different issue.
Yeah, they don't like to wear out their tires.
No, don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, can't have that.
Don't let my rubber hit
I can't road. Let everybody know that I really mean what I say, no. Because if I did, then I might get a little opposition from the communist network in the state of Minnesota called the Star and Tribune.
That's right.
Yeah, don't want
the Red Star.
Ow.
Hail the Red Star.
Ooh.
But I'm really Christian. You know, I'm a Christian like you guys.
Yeah.
Just don't tell anybody.
That's right. It's like I posted on my Facebook, you know why people are quiet about their faith? Because they ain't got any.
Oh, yes.
That's why. Folks, another topic. Daily Caller. This is going to blow you backwards. It did me. And I'm awake to this stuff. The 2012 presidential election is still more than 2 weeks away. But on Friday, a CBS News affiliate in Arizona called the race for President Barack Obama. Isn't that kind of strange due to the fact that that's a conservative state, Jan Brewer state?
Yeah.
Yeah, they in Arizona.
That Obama's suing?
They don't like
yeah.
Barack.
Yeah.
Don't come around here no
it's
more.
It's Barack.
No.
Barack.
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 Okay. For 17 seconds during this broadcast in Phoenix, CBS News affiliate KPHO ran a lower third graphic, you know, those little bulletins that go across the bottom of the screen,
yeah,
showed that Obama had won the November 6th election over Governor Mitt Romney with 99% of the precincts reporting. The lower third graphic appeared around 3:30 p.m. on October 19th during an episode of the People's Court. The CBS News graphic showed Obama winning the election with 43% of the vote nationwide to Romney's 40%. Or 40,237,966 votes to 38,116,216 votes. I'm sorry.
And this is found right on our Facebook, folks. You got to check this out. The Sons of Liberty Facebook. What part?
Oh, go on. If anybody catches that, they can call and make fun of me here, okay? It's unclear who gathered the other 17% in the fictional election results. The 2012 presidential election is still more than 2 weeks away, friends, but on Friday, a CBS News affiliate in Arizona called the race for President Barack Hussein Obama. How did that work out? Did somebody put something out there before they were supposed to?
Shocking.
Well, remember what the communists say, Jake. It's not who does the voting, but who counts the votes.
Yep. Don't worry about casting it.
We'll
count it for you.
Folks, listen to what's going on here. Listen to what's going on. Now, it also could be mind control. I'm not being weird. It could be just there to freak out the people, or it could have been someone within the network that wanted the people to see what was going on within CBS.
Yeah,
inadvertently, I didn't mean to do that, when in fact they were actually playing the whistleblower for the American people. But why would they work there? That's another issue. Folks, this came out through CBS that Obama won re-election 2 weeks before November 6th. How did that possibly happen? Could it be there just to throw the people off? Could it be there as, oh, that was just funny? No, friends, that's a crime. Yet it's taking place over in Arizona.
Yep.
And rest assured, this is also the administration trying to sue states that demand voter ID. Obama and his little cohorts and his little minions, his useful idiots, are being popped all over the country right now, friends, for voter fraud, voting in more states than just one. That should concern everybody in this country, friends.
Mask off.
You're not dealing with people that play by the rules. I've said this a million times. On top of that, The Hill is reporting that an Organization for Security and Cooperation, OSCE, a United Nations partner on democracy and human rights projects, we're not a democracy, we're a republic, will be deploying several dozen observers across the United States amid concerns of voter suppression. Now, this isn't, friends, this isn't the bad guy, the Black Panthers. The bad guy is the Tea Partiers that are intimidating minorities. Well, they're voting. Can anybody cite any incident taking place in the United States? Can anybody off the top of their head tell me where that has ever happened? But the United Nations is being sent in to make sure that there's no voter intimidation. Why didn't they do that 4 years ago? Why didn't they do that 2 years ago? Remember the DOJ wouldn't come in and enforce the laws against the Black Panthers? No, because it worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you are dealing with totalitarianism.
That's right.
Let me go on. The Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, the NAACP, and the ACLU, among other groups, warned this month in a letter to Dan Everts, a senior official with OSCE, of a coordinated political effort to disenfranchise millions of Americans, particularly traditionally disenfranchised groups like minorities. Really? Where has that happened, friends? Incite one incident for me, friends, just one. The UN coming in as the fox in the chicken coop to enforce whatever's going on during polling.
So
remember what I just said? It's not who does the voting, but who counts the votes. But what about those that enforce the votes through the United Nations? You are the United Nations, friends, by the way. Go ahead, Jake.
The United Nations, I mean, consider this. King George is having some problems with some rebellious people, so he brings in Hessian troops. No, our founders...
That didn't agree with King George the Tyrant.
It's like, I mean, okay, so how do I make this point
any
clearer?
You got to keep in mind, though, friends, you're also dealing, Jake, you're also dealing... You thought you were one of my friends, didn't you, when I said friends? And then that's why I made the distinction.
I'm not?
No.
Oh. I'm one of your best friends.
Isn't it interesting that this military is being sued by this administration because this administration knows the military doesn't want him as the commander-in-chief.
So we need the UN because they get along with
him,
right?
Sure.
Because
incrementally, friends. Incrementally.
For them to come onto our soil, the UN, period, for them to even be on our soil.
Who created the UN, Jake?
Is unconstitutional. Well, a tyrannical leader in America used the UN, which I believe this is part of a much larger global scheme, suck America in, to suck in our wealth, our military, and to use us.
Yeah.
And here they're...
So we can be world citizens.
That's right. And now we're not just talking around the world. Now we're talking about having the UN come into our own country?
Sure.
Hello! Hessian troops come into the original 13 colonies because they wanted to promote commerce?
How'd that go over?
Didn't.
No, the Sons of Liberty were there,
weren't
they?
That's right. To cast them out and cast them out quickly. George Washington won a brilliant battle. But, folks, the fact is if they've got through the turf, listen, this is like, you know, somebody says to you, don't eat that bowl of porridge because you're going to puke if you do. It'll make you sick. So you eat the bowl of porridge and you puke. And then you're like, oh, gosh, I can't wait to eat that porridge again. This is old news. We already know what happens when you bring international powers into our country. It delineates from our sovereignty. It waters it down.
Yeah.
And pretty soon we no longer have the controls that we thought we had before because we went to sleep on them.
Correctamundo. These activist groups sought assistance not from American sources, but from the United Nations.
Of course.
America, listen to what she just said. These activist groups, listen to who's doing it, to their own demise, friends. Remember what I said, political battering ram? It's starting to come together. Listen, these activists, these useful idiot groups, sought assistance not from American sources, but from the United Nations. I mean, this is as bad as like these activists. I watched a little bit of a piece of, it was a little footage yesterday, Media Research Center, where a dude goes up to one of the Obama supporters, and she goes,
Candy?
I think Romney's a communist.
It's
like, are you really that stupid?
And we don't need to be giving trillions
of dollars. I'm not saying he's not, but it's like, dude, what do you need to see?
That's why she wants Obama for another term, because Romney is a communist.
That's the point. Okay? But listen, back to this lady. She said, these activist groups sought assistance not from American sources, but from the United States. She said in a statement to The Hill, the United Nations has no jurisdiction over American elections.
Amen. Hello?
Yeah.
Whose country is this? Ours or the United Nations? Is this Italy's? Is this France's? Is this Great Britain's? No, we fought a war over that. This is ours.
Yeah.
But now through peace and education.
Friends, how many times have I said that there's going to be a show of power sooner or later?
Yep.
And you're already seeing it. But the people are still sleeping, aren't they? Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back with the final segment.
The My- My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, let me bring it back to Chiquita. Her nickname is Chiquita.
Chiquita?
Yeah, but her nickname is Cinnamon.
Oh, Cinnamon.
You want to hear some Cinnamon?
Man, I love Cinnamon.
You want to hear how foolish Cinnamon sounds?
I like me some foolish Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear Cinnamon. What she got to say about Romney?
Cinnamon Janet Berry, are you excited about the Obama rally today?
Yes, I am.
I heard you say something. You met Obama how many times?
I've seen Obama in person 6 times.
Oh, my God. So you're like an Obama groupie.
Not 5.
Actually, I've also seen him in his cars riding and stuff like that.
Wow. You're not stalking him, are you?
No, I live near D.C.
Well, what happens if Mitt Romney wins? What's the worst thing that happens to the country?
Mitt Romney, I believe, is
Mitt Romney?
A communist. And that's my personal belief. I believe that he would like to serve China's purposes and work for China.
So if Mitt Romney wins, we become more of a communist socialist nation.
And we don't need trillions of dollars of debt to China.
Okay,
I
got it.
You know?
All right, thank you so much, Cinnamon. Okay.
Isn't that like going up into an apple orchard and just paying attention? Isn't that like just ignoring the fruit on the tree, dude?
Yeah.
Wow, Cinnamon. Wow, what's wrong with you, Cinnamon?
Well, she lives in D.C. That's
dude, this is a full-grown woman.
Yeah, she was.
She sounded like she was a 13-year-old kid.
I won't spin it.
What?
I thought it was a guy. I thought it was a guy with a pink wig on.
Did you think that was sweet?
Literally, yeah. I thought it was kind of sweet.
Let's get back to the point.
Let's do it.
Right before the break, we were talking about the U.N. monitoring elections in America. And the American people are just laying back, just thinking nothing about it. No big deal. These activist groups sought assistance not from American sources, but from the United Nations. These activist useful idiots, just keep that in mind. She said in a statement to The Hill, the United Nations has no jurisdiction over American elections. Hello? The move comes amid a heated debate over voter ID laws, which Republicans say, here's the little charade again, friends, the Republicans say minimizes voter fraud, and Democrats say discriminates against minorities. Folks, it's not about discrimination. It's about them discriminating.
Control.
It's like SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. It just targets groups that it hates, and then it decries victim status. They're the shield with the sword behind it. Yeah. In 2008, the new Black Panthers were accused of voter intimidation, but the Justice Department failed to take action. Many on the right want voter ID laws precisely to ensure fair elections and are offended by the implication that they would be the ones to manipulate the outcome. So who are they blaming, friends? They're blaming you.
Oh, and that's just
they're blaming you.
Straight from Hegel again. Okay, so they want voter ID. Why? To prevent voter fraud. So let's be the antithesis.
Enforce it.
Let's be the antithesis. We're going to go after them and say that, wow, these people are trying to stack the ballots.
Where are these smart people?
So then after they make this accusation, we need the UN to stop stacking the ballots, then the conservative, you know, that brings up the voter ID in the first place, backs off and says, okay, well, just fine. We'll
no,
just
you, know
what
the, you know what the professed conservative
leave
and the professed Christians in America say? Ooh. Makes me feel so safe knowing the United Nations is here to protect us.
That's true. That could
but
be our voter ID now.
That's right. And here, to go along with that, you need to understand, oh foolish ones, that you are who they hate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why else would they be here, right?
Sure. Sure.
They're not here to help us, because if they could help us, they'd have the rest of the world under control. But they can't have it under control, because the citizenry over the rest of the world, for the most part, has given themselves up to communism or socialism or some other type of government, which Thomas Jefferson said European government, contrast with American government, the difference between heaven and hell. Why? Because in heaven you have liberties that God gave you and God protects them.
Where
and
the
other
Spirit
nations,
of the Lord is, there's liberty.
That's right. Amen. Yeah. Now, if we can't get past this fundamental point that the UN has no jurisdiction in American elections, is that even on the table for debate? The fact that she even has to say that just kind of blows my mind that we're even talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can get it on a piece of paper and slip it up there and work it through the press and people will actually talk about it, then it starts to legitimize it, just like Madonna said, right?
Well, yep. And,
keep the filth out as long as you can, and eventually people accept it.
Yep. I want to make sure people understand I'm not accepting any of this. I'm just exposing it.
Yes.
And the resolve is you don't tolerate it and you don't subject yourself to it.
That's exactly what it is. Because when you bring up a point, for instance, in your columns, too, we talk about the word impeachment, for example. When we talk about problems, we don't talk like the talking heads talk about problems. Can you believe they're doing this? Point to the answer. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the United Nations coming into jurisdiction. We just blew the lid off that. They're being exposed for voter fraud. So these voter fraud people go get the UN, because they're the only people that will fund them.
And they're told and they're paid to do it. And they know what they're doing. But at length, they don't know what they're doing. Because at length, they're only being used to incrementally bring in socialism. Mm-hmm. And at length, be stomped out by communism. Don't ask me. Ask Vladimir Lenin.
That's right.
Okay.
And ask any other system or regime that doesn't set God as their principle. So we say they don't have any jurisdiction. Kick them out. This isn't even on the table to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Because most talking heads will talk about how awful this is. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? No. Unlawful. Remove.
Yeah.
Same thing with candidates, for example. Candidates that are running are candidates that are incumbent.
Dude.
So they're serving right now. Impeach, remove. We don't need to talk about how are we going to deal with this bad liberal guy who's in Congress. He always votes the wrong way. He's a criminal. He needs to be removed.
Yeah.
Not just because he votes the wrong way, but because of their records. How many records? How many people have criminal records? Petty misdemeanors are impeachable offenses, according to our Constitution. Why in the world do we have criminals serving in office?
Yeah, we got a video out there. As a matter of fact, why don't you post that on Facebook? Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Corrupt politicians, pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, to understand. And then once you see the corruption is in the politician, do you think a bad man can vote good?
Oh.
Now, once in a while, good men, through being misled.
A tree is known by its fruits.
That's right.
Yeah, they're one and the same.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was the difference between, for instance, John Locke's philosophy or theory and William Penn's theory. When he wrote the Constitution of Pennsylvania, it was really short. Why? Because he said, listen, the importance is to elect good men.
That's what we got to talk about tomorrow, Jake. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but we got to talk about that tomorrow. We need to show the people how it started off with few pages, now it's into the hundreds of pages.
And this is why.
Tomorrow.
William Penn, just by saying, and I'll kind of put the salt in the tongue, he said, good men rarely lack good laws.
But bad men always lack good laws, and the reason why the constitutions have gotten bigger and bigger and why there's more laws and more laws and more laws, because just like Winthrop, the Speaker of the House said, former Speaker of the House, he's not the Speaker now,
former Speaker,
that was a long time ago, but he left us with this important information that if you won't listen to God's commandments, a man must be ruled by either the Bible or the bayonet. Yep. Is really what it all came
there
down
to. There is no in-between. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no middle way. There is no two-party system going on there, friends.
Because a godly man is ruled by his conscience.
Yeah.
You know, you can write on the piece of paper, here's what the law says, don't do this. But the godly man says, no, my conscience tells me not to. You don't have to explain all that.
I walk in the fear of the Lord. Exactly. I walk in the light of God's countenance. I don't want to offend him.
Exactly.
That word have I hid in my heart that I might not have sinned against him, I'm not going to.
But a mischievous man says, well, see the speed limit sign says 55? Well, that's during the daytime, because at night I can't see the sign, therefore I must be able to go faster. Well, he's got no fear of God guarding his heart. He's always trying to manipulate and work around.
Well, he's got congressional immunity, friends, though.
Now that happens, right?
Yeah.
That's a good teaser for tomorrow, because that is important. How have we gotten
to this
point?
Okay, so let's talk about that tomorrow. This is a lot of fun. I love these topics because it shows how simple things were and how complicated men have made it. Mm-hmm. And in their complications, those that have complicated it, they themselves don't even understand what they've done. Mm-hmm. They really don't.
It's designed.
So let's talk about that tomorrow. That is great stuff. It really is. At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Wilhouse. The conversation turned up upon the gloomy outlook of America and its cause. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be, because I've done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I've done, which the British will never pardon, I've signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "you deserve to be hanged for not doing your duty." America, did you understand the analogy?
Expecting that.
Huh? I'm not saying that in a condescending fashion. Friends, we have what we have today because people did do their duty, namely 56 signers and the Sons of Liberty.
Amen.
And hopefully we're doing our job. Just go back to 1772, correspondence, the Committee of Correspondence. They were doing their job because they knew that the media wasn't.
That's right.
So,
and 4 years, one presidential term, they did their job to bring us to 1776, where we declared independence. And then a few years after that, we received our independence. And a few years after that, we have a constitution that we're still walking in that light. And I think to Hillhouse's comment about, if you haven't done this, you deserve. The point was is that this man was willing to use people that had signed their names that could be hung. He was willing to use them to further his own means.
The middle way.
Exactly.
Yep. In perilous times.
That's right. And he used the blood to do that. And that's what you're seeing today. And that's why it's so important that we deal with these men.
So he went down in history as a coward.
Yep.
And there he is. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't get away from the facts, folks.
There he is.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to walk in the fear of the Lord, the Bible says that the Lord will write a book of remembrance to them that fear him. And what about the other ones? Well, let them bear their own shame. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You got Bradley and Jake. We will talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you then.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.